They're called chemtrails by those convinced that no ordinary jet can leave such thick and persistent trails. Paula Glick lived in Southern California when her father in Korsgold, some hundreds of miles to the north, told her that jets were making grids in the sky.
I'm going, yeah, right, Dad. I said, sure, you're being gridded. Well, I moved here 2 years ago, and for the first 6 months, I really didn't see or want to see what he was showing me. And then I started to notice the jets working day in and day out, sometimes even at night. And they would make fancy patterns like crisscrosses. I mean, they would work deliberately to make patterns. Well, that's not normal. And these patterns would turn into a weird haze that would ruin our skies all day long. So I had to believe. I had no choice.
Once, when Glick's father, Gene Schinner, spotted three airplanes laying a grid overhead, he called the Air Force Control Center in Fairfield to ask them what was going on. A colonel there told him that there were no planes in the area. Schinner then called the 144th Fighter Wing in Fresno, which also said the skies were empty, but added that they ignored aircraft which transmitted proper military IDs.
And I got a hold of their control officer, and I said, would you people scramble if a plane came over without the proper identifications? And he says, we sure would. And I said, well, tell me what's up there right now, because they have some control over that. And he says, there's nobody up there. He gave me the same story as the man in the control operation in Fairfield. And I said, well, there are three planes up there right now, and there are no markings on them. And he says, well, if they come in with the proper IFF, you know, the identification friend or foe number, well, then we don't mess with them.
The Air Force calls chemtrails a hoax, saying that ordinary condensation trails, or contrails, formed from water vapor in jet exhaust, simply grow and even turn into cirrus clouds in very moist air. The EPA, NASA, FAA, and National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration published a joint report in September 2000 estimating that on average, such persistent contrails cover a tenth of a percent of the Earth's surface. But many people say the thick lines in the sky are being made on purpose by U.S. Air Force tankers, along with a few commercial jets, spraying something. Jim Berkland, a retired geologist who worked for Santa Clara County in California and the U.S. Department of the Interior, says the difference is clear.
It's quite clear that contrails are distinct from chemtrails. Chemtrails are deliberate spraying, like we are being crop dusted, from high-flying tankers more than 35,000, 40,000 feet. And most airports do not even recognize planes at such altitudes. So when they called an airport and said, what's this flying over? Oh, there are no planes overhead. But there have been telephotos, many taken of these tankers, and they show spray units towards the end of the fuselage and occasionally in the tail.
John Panaguti, an airline pilot, says when a friend of his told him about the strange jet trails, he thought he was off base. But when he looked for himself, he saw his friend was right. Now he points them out to other pilots.
And I have pointed out to numerous co-pilots that I fly with, I said, look at that airplane. It's a contrail. And I said, follow the distance where it stops and where it begins. And whatever distance that is, it follows the same distance behind the airplane. So it emits, condenses, and then dissipates. And then I show him a chemtrail. And I says, why is that not, you know, dissipating? Well, I don't know, John. Well, here's an article. Why don't you read this? And that's how I try to educate them.
Many people suffer respiratory illnesses following the trails, and some suspect biological warfare experiments or operations. But if the U.S. government is spraying huge amounts of chemicals into the upper atmosphere, only it knows why. Again, Jim Berkland.
Now, why would they do that? And that is one of the chief mysteries. Some reports are that by creating such a cloud cover, much of the sun's incident radiation will be dissipated and reflected and help global warming, decrease global warming. Well, maybe so. Others said that it's just military testing to see how effective this would be if we ever did want to have chemical warfare or bacteriological warfare. Others said that they are trying to inoculate us against anthrax, or there are many, many possible theories, and no one knows what's the most likely.
Since 1998, in the face of repeated government denials, chemtrails activists have collected photographs, stories, research, and conjecture on several websites. They found a 1975 patent held by the U.S. Navy for a device which would enable aircraft to spray powdered paint, producing highly reflective, long-lasting trails. They've also found a 1991 patent held by Hughes Aircraft Company describing a method to reduce global warming by seeding the atmosphere with particles of a special compound. And Dr. Edward Teller, retired from Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, was lead author of a 1997 paper proposing an atmospheric sunscreen to counter global warming. Dr. Teller co-invented the hydrogen bomb and founded the nation's second nuclear weapons laboratory, and although retired, he can still exercise considerable